I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the Games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012 are awarded to the city of London.
It's been one of the fiercest Olympic bidding wars ever. International Olympic Committee officials announced their choice from Singapore. The finalists spent millions of dollars competing in the Olympic bid. On the line from Trafalgar Square in London is Catherine Drew. She's the London correspondent for Feature Story News. Catherine, welcome. I suspect that the people of London are pretty excited and pretty happy about this.
It was actually unbelievable. I was at the back here at Trafalgar Square, and we heard the crowd start to applaud from the front. It just rippled through, and people were shouting and screaming. They were hugging each other, strangers hugging each other. Now, I can assure you, that doesn't happen often in Britain. You know how reserved we are. And there was even a few tears. People were in tears. They were just so happy. I think for a while we thought we were the underdog. Paris, of course, the big competition, and people were just stunned, really, really very excited.
In spite of the fierce competition, oftentimes cities that win the Olympics don't see the promised economic windfall after. I'm wondering if this has put a damper on this at all.
The organizers of London 2012 are insisting that this will only be a good thing for the city, and some detractors have been pointing out, of course, that council taxes, that are local taxes, they will rise, of course, and that later this week there is going to be the launch of an Olympic lottery. We have a national lottery in this country which goes towards building museums, etc., etc., and there will be a specific Olympic lottery. So a lot of the money will be raised that way. Now, the government is going to be spending $4 billion, that's US dollars, on the venues. That will come from the city, London city authorities and the government, but they are hoping that the private sector will get involved. And all in all, they are predicting that that the Games will break even and possibly even make $100 million in profit. Now, obviously, those are projected figures, many in Britain particularly cynical about that, because, as you say, they have seen cases in the past in Athens and other Olympics that have not been economically successful.
And, Catherine, in today's world, of course, security is a large consideration. Of course, for an event like this, it will be paramount. I'm wondering if that has been talked about and what London is doing to prepare for what has to be very tight security.
It has been talked about a great deal, but I think it's true to say that that situation existed for all five bidding cities. I was in Madrid recently, which of course had the horrific train bombing back in 2004. Al-Qaeda in Europe were blamed for that. Police do believe that Al-Qaeda or Islamic cells are operating in London, but so far, thankfully, we haven't had any major incidents. Now, obviously, they're going to be taking the security of the Olympics extremely seriously. They've already been planning in their anti-terror operations, and certainly I'm sure those will be stepped up. But, of course, it is a concern. Even though it wasn't talked a great deal about in Britain, but behind the scenes, the organizers, of course, very aware of that.
All right, Catherine Drew, our congratulations to London, the site of the 2012 Summer Olympic Games. We thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.